Rumors spark a mob attack against Christians in Pakistan. Believers mourn a deadly plane crash, and a ministry answers a drought with living water. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are again the focus of attacks in Pakistan, this time perpetuated by rumors. Muslim extremists began spreading the lie that a Christian wedding party had desecrated the Quran. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says this started Muslim mob violence.
14 Christians were killed. 50 houses were burned and one church in that community.
According to reports, the mob opened fire indiscriminately, threw gas bombs and looted houses as thousands of frightened Christians ran for safety. The dead include women and children, with several other burn victims unable to reach hospitals for medical care. Open Doors is hoping to get involved in a rebuilding effort.
We have done much to help Christians in these kind of situations of rebuilding and restoring their communities. This is something that is part of our program in the area, and our people there, I'm sure, will be working to help that.
Your financial support will not only encourage Christians, but be a testimony to the Muslim community. Meanwhile, an airplane crash has sent a missionary pilot to be with the Lord. Africa Inland Missions' Frank Taves had been flying to help missionaries spread the gospel for a number of years. A mechanic also received serious injuries in Saturday's accident near the Nairobi Wilson Airport, but his prognosis is good. Two passengers received minor injuries. Pray for Taves' wife and four children in this difficult time and for the future of AIM Air's ministry in Kenya. You're listening to Mission Network News. Almost 20 million people are in need of emergency aid in Africa's Horn due to drought. Northeast Kenya has been hardest hit. Linda Mugo is the Kenya coordinator for Kids Alive. She explains.
We haven't had good rains, which means that even the natural sources of water like rivers do not give enough water. So people are going without enough food for their animals, they're able to grow crops.
Mugo says the nearest source for water is polluted, compounding problems for the 60 boys living at their boys' center.
Some people will go to the river and wash their clothes there, and they'll take the animals to drink water there. So this is the same water that we're pumping from. The ideal for us would be to drill our own borehole, and this would give us safe drinking water. Could help us reduce sicknesses.
Funding is holding them back. The price tag on a new borehole is $30,000, but it's so much more.
We share the story of salvation by tying in the practical use of clean water with the water that comes from faith in Jesus Christ.
Next, a short-term team has made progress on the Sichuan Hope Center for Earthquake Survivors in China. They worked on building a septic field, and soon a team of engineers and surveyors will head out to draw up plans.
These people have lost everything, their homes, and they're just in temporary shelters. And so we're situated right between two of those communities, and so we're going to be able to be a phenomenal resource to the people, to the seniors, to the young people, and it's just going to be a great place for them to come and get connected and get some help.
That's WorldServe Ministries' Brian Rushton. He says the center grew out of the ministry of 1,500 Chinese Christians who ministered in the area immediately after the earthquake.
One of the government officials there, actually a communist leader, just was so impressed with the way the people came and served and worked and loved the people that he loves as well. And so he made it possible for us to acquire this piece of property.
Pray God will provide the $2.6 million needed to build the center and to make it self-sufficient. And a church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, is reaching out to prison inmates with Bible correspondence lessons. They're discipling in 10 states, as well as in Iraq and Saudi Arabia. If a student doesn't have a Bible, the church supplies them with an easy-to-read English version from the World Bible Translation Center. The ERV reads at a third-grade reading level, so anyone with basic literacy skills or with little or no Christian background can understand it. Pray God's Word sinks deeply into their hearts. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. They'll help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins in August. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. It's just days away. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.